This is the Bryn Cooper Show, where we discover what's inside the deep, dark hole called your mouth. Are you ready?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cooper Orthodontics Instagram Live, also known as the Bryn Cooper Show. And what we're discussing today is overall health and how your mouth is connected to your overall health. And that's because we have a theme in September that we revisit every year because it's National Health Month, which is that overall health is super important. And the way that your mouth ties into that is sometimes overlooked by a lot of people. But I was thinking about, you know, what's an experience that we have? Now, if you're male, you might not have gotten a facial. But if you're female, there's probably a time you've been laying on the table, they've been giving you a facial, and they start asking you things like, do you eat dairy? How much sugar do you really eat? Do you like chocolate a lot? Do you have some acid reflux? Things like that. Because they're starting to see things in your skin. And what that is showing is that even to someone who's not a doctor, who's not in the medical field, they can make a really good guess as to what your diet is based on what they see in your skin. And so because of that, and the other big question we all get asked at facial appointments is how much water are you drinking? So I think all of us don't drink enough water. I try to drink a ton of water, but I still feel like I don't get as much water as I should. So I just want to talk a minute about why what you eat actually gets to the rest of your body. And it's because when you eat it, it goes through your esophagus and your stomach, and there's different things that will give you enzymes like your gallbladder and your liver and things. And then after your stomach, it gets into your intestines. And that is where all of the food and nutrients is absorbed into your bloodstream. And when it's absorbed into your bloodstream, it can absorb good things and bad things through that little interface. Once it's in your bloodstream, it gets carried all over your body, to your skin, to your bones, to your other organs, to your heart, to your pulmonary system, which is your lungs, to your eyes and your brain. It affects your hormones. It affects your mood. So that's how it's all connected. So let's talk about when you have plaque on your teeth. You'll hear me talk about how people shouldn't have plaque on their teeth all the time, and especially in braces, because braces will hold that plaque. And what's happening is every time you swallow, you're swallowing that plaque. Now let's revisit just a minute what's in plaque. Plaque is a combination of foodstuffs, mostly sugars, bacteria. So there's little bacteria that will actually feed on that food that you left in your mouth. And then it's also inflammation and disease. So right where there's that plaque and bacteria, that interaction between the plaque and bacteria, it actually causes inflammation. Once inflammation is in your body, then your entire lymphatic system, your entire immune system is activated, and your body is fighting an infection. So you have it from that side. Then, on top of that, you're swallowing that inflammation. You're swallowing that bacteria. You're sending it into your stomach, where granted, there is some stomach acid, so hopefully that helps some, but then you start to get that bacteria and plaque into your system. And so we used to think, oh, the stomach takes care of it, your body filters it out, it's a great system. But what we've actually been finding is that there are ties to plaque in your mouth with other types of plaques in your body. One of the big ones is your arteries. So we've actually found that people who have more plaque and calculus in their mouth have more plaque and calculus in their arteries around their heart and are more prone to heart disease. Which actually, this is a little fun tidbit, so side note. Having a tooth infection used to be the number one cause of death for humans. You know, you'd have a tooth infection, this whole cheek would get swollen, the body would have to fight that infection. We didn't have antibiotics yet, and so you would actually end up dying of the tooth infection. Well, once we got penicillin then the tooth infections became more under control. So now we have the next thing. The next biggest killer for humans is now heart disease. So it's number one. What do both of these type of things have in common? Plaque, bacteria, and a body inflammatory response that is almost silent. You don't feel it as it starts, but as it picks up speed, it becomes a bigger problem for your body to actually be able to handle. So that's really interesting. Our biggest thing we're dying of? Plaque. So brush your teeth. You don't want plaque. The next thing that has plaque that has also been associated more commonly in people who have plaque in their mouth is dementia and Alzheimer's. So I'm not a brain expert. I am not pretending to be. So please, neurosurgeons, if you need to go in more detail, do so. But what I understand about this connection is that you have plaque in your mouth, you have plaques in your brain. We're not sure why there's a connection. We're not sure if, you know, one leads to the other or vice versa. But we do know that people who have Alzheimer's dementia have plaques on their brain, which create a situation where their neurons cannot fire through this plaque. It's not normal brain tissue, and the plaque actually blocks, you know, their brain activity. And so we also know that people who have plaques in their brain have more plaque in their mouth. So I think there's a connection, and I think that you should definitely pay attention to that. So if you have Alzheimer's or dementia that runs in your family, keep your mouth clean. All right. So the other thing is, you know, we talk a lot about having a good bite, having a functional bite here at Cooper Orthodontics. And when people come to see me, we want people to strive for a lifelong bite, not just fix this one little thing, fix that other little thing. I understand if that's what you need in the moment, we'll definitely help you. But overall, we want to help people live a healthier life. We want to help people have a better lifestyle and a better chance at having good nutrition and not building up plaques because they went through orthodontics. And so some of the different bites are interesting. There's an open bite, an open chew. This can actually come from a muscular imbalance from your tongue sometimes. Sometimes we have people who will suck their thumb in their sleep, especially in little kids. That can lead to an anterior open bite, and it leads to, you know, it's really hard to actually chew some of the foods, like actually bite into an apple or actually eat salad. So it can actually inhibit your ability to eat healthy foods. Underbite. So that's when your lower teeth are in front of your upper is like this. And so when you have this, some people complain that it's hard to talk. Most of them can chew and function for at least a while, but then the teeth are not really set up to take forces that way. It's kind of set up in the opposite way that the teeth are made to take force. And so the teeth end up breaking down a lot of the time because you have more interference. So then overall, you're looking at probably replacing those front teeth as you get older and older and older. Because if you don't have front teeth, then you can't chew things properly. Overbite, that's where your top teeth are way in front of your bottom teeth, like this. So this is the opposite. A lot of people don't like this because it's unsightly. Like if you have it in a certain configuration, it kind of looks like Bucky Beaver teeth. Other people, when they have it, as long as their teeth are straight, they're like, I don't notice it. So this one is one of the more common malocclusions or misalignments. And the thing we see is the back teeth wearing down because the front teeth don't touch. So then your back teeth wear down, wear down, wear down, and are more susceptible to root canals and crowns and things like that. Tanika, do you have a question?
No, someone made a comment that said they love your demonstrations.
Okay, great. Crossbite. Okay, here's another demonstration. Crossbite is when, if you have it on one side, then your jaw goes to the side like this. Like that. Okay? So, what happens here is one side of your front teeth will wear down, and the side that's in crossbite, the teeth will wear down faster. And then you'll actually end up with a little bit of asymmetry in your face because your teeth are not the same size. So when you bite down, one jaw closes more than the other. So to correct that, once you're an adult, it's really hard. It either takes a long time of braces, mm-hmm. like 3+ years, which you have to keep your teeth clean while you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other way people fix it is surgery. So it's really worth it to fix a crossbite early and often rather than let that go. So yeah. All right. Yes, technique. So I'm sure at this point in the presentation you're like, okay, Dr. Cooper, I know I need to keep my teeth clean, but how do I do that? There are lots and lots and lots of great YouTubes on how to brush your teeth from different dentists and doctors. You know, proper flossing technique, putting it in, hugging one tooth, going up and down, hugging the other tooth, up and down, and there's really good demonstrations. If Crest Oral-B has them on their website, I'm trying to think. So Plaque HD has brushing, you know, tutorials on their website. The AAO, the ABA, all of them have brushing techniques and instructions on their website. So there's lots and lots you can do to kind of help yourself on that. And if you're one of our patients and you're struggling with technique, just let us know. We'll spend a few minutes with you and see if we can get that down with you. Okay? Okay. Yeah. So I think that we talked about the brain, we talked about the heart, we talked about, skin. We've talked about the skin, and we've talked about how your different bites will actually affect the type of nutrition you can get. So I hope that now you'll understand why I get so passionate about dentistry, because I don't think of it just as helping people get beautiful smiles, even though I do that. I help people get beautiful smiles. But I also think of it as a way to help people have a window into their health and gain a little bit different perspective, and hopefully gain some habits that help them have an overall healthier lifestyle.
Thanks for tuning into this show. We want to know what questions you have, or even if there's a specific situation you want me to take a look at and share with the audience. That could be fun. Direct message us on any social media platform or email us at contact@cooperorthodontics.com. Ready for next time.